One thing Darwin didn't do on the voyage was propound the theory, or even a theory, of evolution. For a start, evolution as a concept was already decades old by the 1830s. Darwin's own grandfather, Erasmus, had paid tribute to evolutionary principles in a poem of inspired mediocrity called The Temple of Nature, years before Charles was even born. It wasn't until the younger Darwin was back in England and read Thomas Malthus's Essay on the Principle of Population, which proposed that increases in food supply could never keep up with population growth for mathematical reasons, that the idea began to percolate through his mind that life is a perpetual struggle, and that natural selection was the means by which some species prospered while others failed. Specifically, what Darwin saw was that all organisms competed for resources, and those that had some innate advantage would prosper and pass on that advantage to their offspring. By such means would species continuously improve. It seems an awfully simple idea. It is an awfully simple idea, but it explained a great deal, and Darwin was prepared to devote his life to it. "How stupid of me not to have thought of it," T.H. Huxley cried upon reading On the Origin of Species. It is a view that has been echoed ever since. Interestingly, Darwin didn't use the phrase survival of the fittest in any of his work, though he did express his admiration for it. The expression was coined 5 years after the publication of On the Origin of Species by Herbert Spencer in Principles of Biology in 1864. Nor did he employ the word evolution in print until the 6th edition of Origin, by which time its use had become too widespread to resist, preferring instead descent with modification. Nor, above all, were his conclusions in any way inspired by his noticing, during his time in the Galapagos Islands, an interesting diversity in the beaks of finches. The story as conventionally told, or at least as frequently remembered by many of us, is that Darwin, while travelling from island to island, noticed that the finches' beaks on each island were marvellously adapted for exploiting local resources, that on one island beaks were sturdy and short and good for cracking nuts, while on the next island beaks were perhaps long and thin, and well suited for winkling food out of crevices, and it was this that set him to thinking that perhaps the birds had not been created this way, but had in a sense created themselves. In fact, the birds had created themselves, but it wasn't Darwin who noticed it. At the time of the Beagle voyage, Darwin was fresh out of college and not yet an accomplished naturalist, and so failed to see that the Galapagos birds were all of a type. It was his friend, the ornithologist John Gould, who realized that what Darwin had found was lots of finches with different talents. Unfortunately, in his inexperience, Darwin had not noted which birds came from which islands. He had made a similar error with tortoises. It took years to sort the muddles out.